This podcast is brought to you by KQED.org.
And it does contain explicit language.
You're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast, and this is Dee Dee Dumbo with Tropical Oceans.
My eyes blew out, I could finally see. Tropical oceans, organs of people circle the sea. I fell back to perpetual motion.
Was Dee Dee Dumbo with Tropical Oceans. I love that song.
Yeah, really great way to start this episode off.
Something about it almost reminds me of the Black Keys too, but like Black Keys plus Youth Lagoon.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, I can hear that. A little less commercial rock than Black Keys are.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is refreshing.
But I think the vocals kind of following the guitar the way that it does.
Mm-hmm.
Dee Dee Dumbo is the work of Oliver Perry, who is apparently Australian. And he has a self-titled EP coming out via the Blue Rider on November 12th. And I'm very excited to see what else he creates, because I love this track.
Cool. So up next, we're going to listen to a new track by one of my favorites, Kurt Vile. This song is called Feel My Pain, and it's off of his upcoming EP, which is called It's a Big World Out There, parentheses, and I'm Scared.
Feel my pain and I'll do yours. We're all banged up, but who's keeping score? Well, I'm not all you. There's a place out there that we can go and clean up our acting. Then come out squeaky clean, so no one will know where we've been. Sing to him straight from my heart, babe. it's alright for you. There's a fountain out there flowing deep and wide. Somewhere deep in this town, jump in if you can't swim. And I never did much talking anyway. Okay, that's a lie, but that don't matter to you.
Vile with Feel My Pain. And up next, we have the biggest thing probably to happen in the last couple
hundred
months,
years,
last hundreds of millennia, the New York Arcade Fire. I will say the amount of buzz surrounding this is getting a little obnoxious, but I really like the album. A lot of people don't.
Well, sometimes you hit a point, like a critical point, where the praise outweighs the actual.
Yeah.
Like, not to say that the record isn't good, I think it is, but at some point you're like, okay.
The expectations are way too high.
Right.
Did you read that Washington Post article about it?
I did not. What did it say?
Like, the top line was, not sure why we're so obsessed with Arcade Fire. They seem like giant dorks with boring sex lives. Which is kind of true.
Which is probably why it appeals to me. Just kidding.
All right, well, let's listen to Here Comes the Nighttime.
Thank you.
So that was Arcade Fire with Here Comes the Nighttime. And now we have a track from a new band, relatively new band, called Misun. They released, they're a pop trio from DC, and they put out a record, I think, earlier this year or last year. And it kind of stayed under the radar, but they made a big splash at CMJ this year, and now this single seems to be blowing up. And this track is called Goodbye Sasha.
I'll travel oceans to be anybody's daughter. In the greatest moments, I am left alone to father myself, and in your eyes, I know I should probably keep it lighter. But how can I keep up the fight when I'm drowning in the ocean? До свидания, Саша. До свидания, Саша. До свидания, Саша. До свидания. До свидания, Саша. До свидания, Саша. До свидания, Саша.
That was Misun with Goodbye Sasha. And up next, we have a new track from a French DJ and producer. His name is, it almost sounds German, Gesaffelstein. And he has a new record out called Aleph. And this song is called Pursuit. And Gesaffelstein, it's so fun to say, Gesaffelstein.
It's like Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, right. He produced two tracks on Yeezus, Black Skinhead and, another one I can't remember right now. But it has that really dirty quality to it, and I love this new record. It is, you know, the perfect sort of like angry sex soundtrack,
which contrasts nicely with Arcade Fire then.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So he sounds like a rebel who has incredibly intimidating sex life.
We'll be right back.
That was Gesaffelstein with Pursuit, and up next is Empress Of with Realize You.
You wanna let it be, but the beat is different every time. Crying is a crime, cause you love to do it every time. Grow a little more, you let go a little more. And if the circumstances change, you can let them in again. Freedom ain't free if I can't get free with you. Freedom ain't free if I can't get free with you. Just like me.
Was Empress Of with Realize You. And up next, we have a track from Bad Bandit. This is Okay.
Me and I for you, my
That was Bad Bandit with OK. And up next is Don't Tell Me from Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
That was Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. with the song Don't Tell Me. I despise their name. I like their songs.
It's just so search SEO wise.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then we're going to listen to a new track by Sky Ferreira, who we've played a million times on the podcast. She's a talented young indie songstress. So, of course, she's on the Noise Pop podcast. So she had a really interesting article with New York Magazine, Nitsu Abebe, just last week, which totally blew my mind. I've always liked her, but gave me a whole new perspective on her. Okay, so she's 21. She, at like 15, she signed a $1 million contract. I think it was with Warner, maybe Capitol. Anyway, and they basically like funneled her off to all these different producers and songwriters and spent her allotment of $1 million within 2 years, flying her to press junkets and you know, by the time she was 17, she was out of money. They'd pretty much shelved her and given up on her, the label. So she went into modeling. So from 17 to 18, she started modeling and then realized that she wanted to do music, went back to Warner, and they weren't really going to support her because, you know, they'd already invested a lot. So she did all of this with a lot of her own money, which is really cool.
Yeah, and that's surprising. I think if you look at a young pop star, you don't necessarily see her, you don't think she's doing this on her own, you know?
Right, exactly. And that's what the whole, I would really suggest you read the article. It's super interesting. And like the title of it is just perfectly phrased. It's like, Sky Ferreira is going to be a pop star on her own terms or not at all.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah. And she's talented. So anyway, let's listen to one of our favorite tracks from the new record. This is called You Are Not the One.
Was Sky Ferreira with You're Not the One. And that about does it for us, with the exception of one last track from Mutual Benefit.
Yeah, a track that we've been very anxiously waiting to play. Actually, Olivia G chatted me a few days ago, Mutual Benefit for the podcast, and I, in all caps, replied, yes! Exclamation, exclamation, emoji, emoji, yes, yes.
And he never, usually it's all lowercase, periods yeah. only.
Right.
So, yeah. Mutual Benefit is the name for Jordan Lee. He is a singer, songwriter, musician out of various cities along the East Coast. He also graduated from Berklee College of Music. And he just put out a record called Love's Crushing Diamond, a title that...
Great.
I love it. I'm very excited to see what else he'll do. But in the meantime, this record is great. And this track is called Golden Wake.
All right. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you.
And in the water I could see a piece of what you broke in me. I took a walk my usual way. I called to quit my job today. And in these holy empty hours, when my quiet thoughts get louder, saying you're born to be this way, you are made to be afraid.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment to let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE-5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.